Storytelling is as old as humanity, and in sharing our individual experiences, we help the collective whole of all of us to gain insight, learn, and in the process, we heal ourselves as well. Local author Colleen Sullivan was challenged by her friend and fellow Maui resident Dina to share her life and times as an artist, intuitive, Reiki master, and more, and publish her first work in the collective book Beyond the Woman. Her chapter entitled Perceptions of Reality follows her path to a spiritual transformation and how that life-changing event might have something to teach all of us. Colleen's on the line. Good morning. Welcome to the conversation.
Aloha. I'm so pleased to be here.
Now, Colleen, they say if you don't learn from mistakes, you're doomed to repeat them. How could we collectively learn from the experiences of one another and share that wisdom through the generations? Is that what this book is about?
I would definitely agree. This book is definitely about learning from the past, transforming ourselves and moving forward, and inspiring others to do the same. I know in my own personal experience, I've always seen challenges come around sort of like circles that come smaller and smaller. Each time you experience a challenge, it becomes easier to see. So I don't know that necessarily we always are able to finalize the challenge the first time we see it. But as we recognize the patterns, we're able to then learn more and more about ourselves and move forward with even more wisdom. And then when we share those experiences with others, whether in writing or verbally or online, we're able to then inspire others to look at themselves and say, where are areas that I'm seeing patterns? Where are areas that I've seen change? What are things that I can help others with and reveal about myself?
So now, in the process of becoming part of this published work, how exactly did this fall in your lap? What was your journey to wanting to make sure that you share this experience with other people?
So as you mentioned in that lovely introduction, my friend Dina Washington was here on Maui, and she had sat down and told us about this great book she was co-authoring, Beyond the Woman, and Marilyn Rodriguez, who had the vision to bring this book into fruition. And she mentioned it to me because she felt that it might be something that I resonated with. So I spoke with Marilyn and immediately felt in the deep pits of my stomach what she was trying to do. And the way she explained her vision to me was she wanted to bring a bunch of women together collectively to write about and share their own stories. Things that would inspire and help and encourage others and reweave the tapestry of human existence, as she said. But not only would you write it, you would embrace it. So you would own the truth that you were putting forward as something that you would step into and take forward. So this wasn't just about making a statement. It was about owning it and changing yourself in order to help change the world. And that concept was both exciting and terrifying at the same time, but it was something that I felt at that moment I needed to do. I had just gone through a transition, a very dark night of the soul, a lot of soul searching, a lot of struggles for myself on who I was, who I had created this persona around, and realizing that it really didn't fit who I wanted to be in the future and who my heart was telling me to trust and to become and to step into myself. So for me, it was really that moment of saying, okay, I'm owning this now. I'm going to put it out to the world, and I'm going to stand behind it.
And in doing so, do you feel like the whole entire process really helped you to take on your own personal struggle and really helped to find some truth beyond that?
Absolutely. I think as a first-time author, you're always not sure if you're ready. You're not sure if this is something that should be published. You're not sure if this is something that should go out to the world, but I don't think we ever feel ready. And taking that first step and being courageous and trusting the process, trusting these women who know what they're doing, who have this vision, who have this belief in you, even if you don't necessarily have it in yourself, is very empowering, very scary, very exciting, and very transformative.
Well, and your chapter is one of several in the
yes.
book. It reaches out to women of all different genres just to try and bring together that collective wisdom. What are some of the messages of your particular chapter that you helped write?
So for me, where I'm at right now, it's really about recognizing and owning the fact that I cannot make anyone else love me. For me, it was a life lesson. As a child, I really thought, okay, if I behave this way or if I do these things, then people will love me because of my actions. And that's not true at all. No matter how you behave, people will choose whether they love you or they don't. And that's not in your control. And I think that's important for people to realize, because the negative side, I think a lot of us get, it's like, okay, well, I can't control whether they don't like me. But to understand that you don't control whether they like you either is liberating and empowering. The other thing I think that's important from my perspective is that everyone's journey is different and everyone's journey is valid. So where someone is at in their stage of the journey is where they need to be. We may not understand that. We may look at them and see them struggling and think, well, if they just do this, then they'll be fine. But that's not our journey to understand. And so when you share something that you've learned, something that has touched your heart, it may help them as well where they're at. Or it may not help them for a long time, but that seed is planted. And that seed kind of festers and grows into the plant that might help encourage them to make a change if when they're ready.
Well, and I have to say, thank you for being bold and sharing. One of my favorite phrases that you described was finding the people who choose you. So on that note, I want to thank you for sharing your expertise with us today. And for anybody who is struggling with these same issues, this is just one of the messages, several that Colleen has shared in her chapter, in the newly released book Beyond the Woman by Hot Pink Publishing, available now on Amazon Kindle and in paperback later this week. More information can be found on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.